The St. Petersburg Free Clinic is a social service agency that works in three different areas, in health, in food, and in shelter. And so we have eight different programs under all three of those. The one that we're most excited to talk about today is an announcement about our new food bank.
So what's that announcement? What's happening with the food bank?
We have had a food bank since 1970, and it's been in this building, which is a two-story building with an elevator and no areas for pickup or drop-off. We're using public alleys, and so we've just frankly outgrown it in its physical space as well as its utility. So the announcement is that due to the very generous gift from Bonnie Hetchkoff, we were able to buy a building in the Lealman area of Pinellas County that is a 14,000-square-foot building on a single grade with plenty of land around it, a little more than an acre, so that the cars and trucks and vans and everything else that comes to pick up food from us to take it to the eventual folks who need it have plenty of space to do that.
So do you think you'll be able to serve more customers that way?
We know we will. We were just at the – just because you build it doesn't mean all of a sudden more food will show up. But the fact is we were not able to cultivate more sources of food given the limitations of our size. And we know from a few other donations that are in the wings that we're going to be able to, in particular, buy more what they call ugly produce or second-level produce to be able to bring in to this food bank. We simply couldn't do that in our existing location.
What's the need like in the community? How many people out there are in need of your services to get food for their families?
By the report of the agencies that we serve, about 60,000 people every month come to a pantry or a low-income daycare center or someplace where they get food that they wouldn't otherwise get. So that's a pretty significant number of folks on a monthly basis whose other sources of either income or food sources just don't make it through the month.
Who is it that is using these services? Is it people who have jobs and have families and just can't make their ends meet, or is it people who live on the streets?
It's all of those, but frankly, it's mostly people who do have jobs, who do have a place to live. And when you think about it, the rent comes due, and if you don't pay the rent, you get thrown out on the street. It's not very negotiable. If you don't pay the utilities get paid off. If you don't put gas in the car, you don't get to work. So the thing that gets squished the most is food. And one of the things that happens that's particularly bad for children is that food dollar gets stretched and stretched, and the least healthy and nutritious things are purchased. In the old days, we would have said watering down the soup. But now what's happening is a lot more empty carbs fill that diet instead of what's sometimes more expensive, proteins and vegetables and fruits. And those are things we're now able to provide for them.
How is the need changing? Are there fewer or more people that need your services?
Amazingly, it's been fairly similar across the last 4 or 5 years, even though the economy here and across the country has improved a great deal. And I think that's largely due to the fact that working people really just aren't catching up. While the whole economy is going up, wages haven't gone up in a commensurate way. And we're still seeing the same numbers of folks come in here as well as into our partner agencies, if not more, frankly.
Is there anything else that our listeners should know about your food bank or about the new facility that you'll have?
Well, a building is only a building. What makes the building work is a cadre of volunteers who help us sort food and bring food, and donors who donate either money for us to purchase food or participate in food drives. So we just had the letter carrier drive where the letter carriers picked up food at your home. And then as the holidays come around in November and December, a lot of folks hold food drives. And there are a few wonderful organizations who realize that hunger is 365 days a year, and they'll have a food drive in July or a food drive in November. So what I would want people to know most of all is that us having a building is just the beginning. We need the food to fill the building, and we don't want to keep food there. We want to move it in, and we want to move it back out. We're able to purchase in large quantities, kind of second quality produce for as little as 10 to 15 cents a pound. That's just remarkable. So I would want people to know that their donations go a long, long way.
If people want to get involved, what can they do?
They can call here and ask to volunteer. They can also bring food here to our location. They can make donations that we will use wisely to buy food as cheaply as it can be purchased and get the right food to the right place for the right people.